Liz Watson beat out Dan Cannon and Rob Chatlos to win yesterday's Democratic nomination for Indiana's 9th Congressional District. Watson, a Bloomington native, tells WFHB News Director Wes Martin that she's thankful to have won yesterday's race and she's ready to get to work on November.
Listen, Ms. Watson, congratulations on winning last night's primary.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How do you feel about that victory?
Well, you know, it shows that our message that folks in Southern Indiana are tired of a system that's rigged against us and we want somebody who's going to actually fight for working families is connecting with voters across the 9th District. And that's important. You know, right now we have a representative who's in it to line his own pockets, who bought his seat in Congress and hasn't done anything to improve the lives of hardworking families. And folks are ready for a change.
Is this going to be a change of strategy for your campaign now that the primary's over and looking forward at?
You know, we're going to continue to talk about the kitchen table struggles facing folks in the 9th District. People want to be able to fill their prescriptions, but they can't afford it. They want help, you know, for their family members who are struggling with the opioid crisis. People want living wage jobs. They want to make sure our schools, stay strong. In the face of attacks on public education. We're going to keep talking about those issues. We're going to keep showing up. I'm going to be in all 13 counties in the 9th District. Trey Hollingsworth hasn't held a single town hall in the district, and I've held town halls everywhere. And I've invited him to have a debate with me because Hoosiers deserve to see the choice that they have to make in November.
And I'm just wondering if you can tell me, you beat out Dan Cannon, who was the other front runner for the Democratic Party in this primary race. And I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about how you were able to out fundraise. And you performed incredibly well at the polls yesterday. We have 60%.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We have 60%.
66%, I think.
But a significant majority in this race. And I was just wondering if you can tell me a little bit about what your strategy was in that primary.
My strategy was to connect with voters across the 9th District, to show up everywhere and to really listen to, you know, what it is that people need, what's keeping them up at night. And that's what I did. You know, the more than 5,600 individual donors to our campaign, they spoke very loudly that, you know, they clearly want someone who's going to do that and who actually is going to come up with solutions to the sometimes complex problems in our lives. And that's what I know how to do. And that is why I'm running. And, you know, I'm running because I think that we ought to have a representative who is going to fight for all of us and who's going to leave no one behind. And folks connected with that message, and I'm really honored that they came behind me to support my campaign in so many ways. I mean, you're talking about the dollars that came in, but you know, hundreds of volunteers across the district knocking on doors, over 100 house parties that we held, in people's kitchens and their living rooms to talk about the change we need to see. You know, there's a lot at stake right now, and there are a lot of folks, who see how much is riding on this election and who are working really hard to flip our district. And I'm proud that they put their trust in me. I'm honored by that. And we are going to see it through to November and defeat Trey Hollingsworth.
Ms. Watson, I have to ask, you were one of a number of female candidates that ended up winning throughout races and throughout the country even. Do you think that had any effect on this race, and will that have an effect going forward?
Well, I think I was the strongest candidate in the race and on a lot of different levels. And when you win 66% of the vote, that's a clear mandate from voters. I think women are seeing that, you know, we need to fight for the change that we want to see. And I'm one of those women. And I stepped up and came forward. And so does a lot of other women across the country. And we are going to change the face of Congress. And that's important.
What is the strategy to winning some of the more conservative parts of this very purple district? Bloomington, it definitely sounds like, is very much behind Democratic candidates. But elsewhere in the district, things look very different. And I'm wondering if how you're going to court a more moderate viewer, a more moderate voter.
Well, when you look at my numbers, if you look across, I actually won 12 out of 13 counties, and I came in within a couple hundred votes in the one that my opponent was from. So my numbers in the rural counties were great, and you know, clearly people were connecting with my message. So I think people are tired. You know, if you look at Hollingsworth numbers, right? I mean, a guy came into the Republican primary, very late in the race. You might have noticed, didn't raise or spend any money. As far as I know, run. Didn't have that much of a campaign operation, and took home 22% of the vote. Right. So clearly he's very vulnerable. That shows that folks are tired of having somebody in Congress who's been a net zero for us, or less than zero, who voted to roll 300,000 Hoosiers off their health insurance, who took a $4.5 million tax cut out of the tax scam that he, you know, helped pass through Congress in the dead of night in December and stuffed it in his own pocket. You know, the largest tax cut to any member of the House of Representatives. I don't think you should be using Congress as your own personal cash register. I think you ought to be bringing home money to your district to invest in roads, bridges, highways, broadband, schools. And that's what I think ought to happen with that money.
Just one more question. I'm wondering, what do you think will be the biggest issue or the biggest political issue coming up in November? Is it the opioid crisis? Is it universal health care? What is it that your campaign is looking
at? Healthcare costs.
Healthcare costs.
People, premiums and deductibles are sky high for too many people. Prescription drugs, people can't afford to fill their prescriptions. And, you know, people can't afford the treatment that they need for their loved ones who are in the grips of addiction. People who need mental health treatment. You know, healthcare coverage is a right, not a privilege. And I'm going to fight to make sure that every single person who gets sick has a fighting chance at getting better. And that's something that, you know, is going to be a top priority for me. Going in this campaign, it has been, and it will continue to be going forward.
And Ms. Watson, is there anything else that you want voters in the district or our listeners in Bloomington, in Nashville, Ellettsville, and Bedford to know either about you, about this victory, or about your campaign?
I want to say thank you. You know, thank you to the thousands of people who put their trust in me, who are going to work with me to take on Trey Hollingsworth and defeat him in November. We've got a lot of work to do, but, you know, Hoosiers are hardworking, and it's been incredible. The folks I've met along the way on this campaign who've gotten into this and given time they didn't know they had to make the difference that we need to see in Southern Indiana. And I look forward to working with all of you to get this done in November.
Liz Watson, the Democratic candidate for the 9th Congressional District, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.